Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
In their team, we thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, June 18th, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Hey, good morning.
And Johnny Cakes Auville, who apparently has got some technical difficulties.
He's got an echo.
I think they've been solved. I think the crack technical staff just got it taken care of. So we're good. We're good
25
now.
Years in, we still don't know how to hit the buttons.
Oh, please. That's an overrated part of the biz.
It's not his job. That's not his job. And it wasn't Cody. It was just somebody.
Just something weird on the board here.
Changed the button here, yeah.
Maybe one day I will learn all the technical
Probably
aspects.
Probably not.
But I said maybe. Remember, right. I framed it with a maybe.
I mean, there was a brief period of time when we were a nighttime show.
Yes.
When I stood behind and ran the board a little bit, I felt like I should learn it. I don't remember any of it at all.
Of course not. Of course you don't.
Shouldn't need to.
Joe would stand behind me and put in carts for music. And,
yeah.
And I was running the board.
Here's what we need. Here's what we know how to do. We know how to talk into the mics when they're hot.
Yeah,
and they're good to go. That's what we know.
But you know
what?
You do remind me that we've been doing this for so long now that not only are we all eligible for the senior tour, but when we started, we used 8-tracks.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
We were at the end of the 8-track era, where radio guys that would play sound effects or drops. Would grab from a wall of 8-tracks.
Don had a huge wall. Sound effects they used on the Don and Mike show.
That is correct.
You know, we started acquiring some of our own. I missed the Karl Malone drop. That was a great way to end the show.
You don't think there's any way we could archive it?
I think we've looked for it, and we've been unsuccessful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I miss none of them. None of them register with
well,
me.
Well, a lot of them have become drops right here.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
On the replay machine, which I'm sure is probably old technology, too.
Are you kidding? This machine's 20-some years old.
But it is interesting that we started in the 8-track era. I can remember also, we've been doing this show for so long, the internet just started. I would go to John's house. When we were just starting on the weekends, and I would print ESPN stories from his father's internet connection.
Yeah.
Because I'm not
even... John person you're referencing.
Yeah, yeah.
Back then, you were John. You weren't Cakes.
Who is this person? I don't know this person you're speaking
of. I went to Cakes' house and printed out stories from ESPN, and we had dial-up internet.
And probably dot matrix printers.
Yes, and it would take hours.
Right.
And, you know, we called Valdez for all the trees he killed. I killed
Correct.
Quite a few of them in the early
years.
See,
if Valdez were actually here, and he's playing 100 rounds of golf this weekend, that's my personal nightmare, he would start playing the dial-up sound effect,
which
I don't have. He has access to
that. You probably don't realize this, and maybe some others were quick to this, but so my dad died, it was either 2005 or 2006. It's so traumatic, I never even memorized it.
He died in 06, because my father died in 07.
I remember having a conversation with him about a month or two before he died, And he finally gave us the go ahead to order internet, like not dial up, you know, like cable internet.
Right.
That was only 2005, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
So that means we did the show for 10 years, basically. And some people, like my mother, were still using dial up.
Dial up numbers.
That's unbelievable. That was only 16 years ago. 15, 16 years ago. That's unbelievable. Cakes.
Yeah, I mean, where's the tech going to be in another 16 years?
We're
just going to be so lapped and so terrible with technology in 15 or 16 years.
Right.
We're going to be full-blown seniors at that point.
I just can't believe that everything is streaming now.
Sure.
Everything. Video. Everything.
Yep.
The circle of life. We will be behind. I will be behind. I remember my dad trying to use remote controls.
Right.
I'd be like, God.
Did you ever have a wired remote control?
I don't think we ever had a wired.
I think maybe I might have had one VCR that
But I tell my kids all the time, I mean, my son's got a flat screen in between his two windows to play his video games. And I said, tell him, I had a black and white TV.
Of course.
I don't think he even knows that existed. Black and white TVs.
You know, I was telling you yesterday about my son, and we finally just said, you know, we're going to take the credit card. You can't control yourself.
It's irresponsible.
It's supposed to be for emergencies, and you're using it for Uber Eats every day and everything else. I said to him, I said, do you realize, look, I'm not asking you to just be, you know, live like it's, you know, 1950. But when I was in college, I ate spaghetti and tuna fish.
Right.
I didn't order sushi and have it delivered for $20.
Of course you didn't.
I didn't know what sushi was back then.
I mean, if we could scrape together enough money for like Milwaukee's best, like a case of it. We felt like we were just living just so high on the hog at that point.
But these kids,
and now I'm sure kids are just buying a billion cases of seltzer.
Yeah.
Like fancy beer. They don't know what the struggle
every
is.
Every day it's like Sweet Green or some kind of foofy fast food joint. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you get it delivered. Guys, we ordered pasta because you get a box of pasta for like 89 cents. I had Ragu sauce because it was like $3. And I ate that day after day after day after day after day.
My food nirvana in college was at the student union, at the bowling alley. They had the best nachos like on the planet. And I could get a big giant plate of nachos and a redneck guzzler of like Diet Coke for like $3.
Yeah.
And I'd watch people roll gutter balls and eat my nachos. And there was an arcade right outside. I was in my happy place.
I thought about getting nachos last
night.
I went to Yard House in Gaithersburg and met up with my buddy Frank. And then he had to roll. And I just figured, you know what? My wife's in Outer Banks. I'll just have dinner here while the games were on and U.S. Open.
This is yesterday?
I was surprised last night. It was kind of late. I mean, cakes would ever go for. It was like 9 p.m. How many people were there to watch like the Brazil soccer game?
Right.
I think more people were watching the Brazil soccer game than the U.S. Open and the beginning of the NBA playoff game last
night. I've been surprised
night.
How much people are into this soccer. I'm into the World Cup, but I'm not. What is this, the Euro Cup?
Euro 2020.
I'm not into the Euro Cup.
Well, you're not Brazil's not in the Euro.
No chance.
No, they're in the Copa America.
Is the one that it's going on at the same time?
Well, it's not nearly as popular as the Euros.
You're not dialed in for England, Scotland
today?
Yeah,
as far as I know, the Euro Cup has been dominating the TV coverage.
The TV coverage, sure.
But the place was packed, Yard House and Gaithersburg, I don't know if you guys have ever been, and I looked at the nachos. That's what I wanted to get, but it was one of those menus that has the calories next to it.
Okay.
And my boy left, so like we had a beer together, and then I was like, I'll just stay because I hadn't had dinner at that point. It was over 2,000 calories. I couldn't justify, just solo, because I know myself, I'll clean the plate. It's just how I've been kind of trained,
like
I'll clean the plate.
There's three or four people there, you can feel okay about ordering
it. Yeah, it's meant for three or four people, but it looks so good.
Did you order it?
No, I ended up getting, what did I get?
Got something lame instead.
No, I got a French dip.
Okay, that's pretty solid.
Really good.
That's a solid sandwich.
I actually, it's a dagger when they put the calories in the menu.
Right.
I mean, it really just, your heart sinks.
When you see a two at the beginning,
your heart sinks.
I can't do that solo.
But it does help you eat a little healthier. I usually abide. I can't order something that's outrageous in calories at this point. I'm just too big of a fatty.
Yeah.
For my taste.
But it was interesting to see how many people were watching that Brazil soccer game.
I've been sudden.
They were playing Peru.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know the difference. Like I said, I don't even know the difference.
Neymar scored.
Yeah.
Neymar looks weird. He's got like platinum blonde hair and a dark beard.
Yeah. I don't know why. I get psyched for World Cup. World Cup, I'm all in.
Right.
Is the next World Cup being held, Drab? You're the soccer expert here, soccer Drab. Is it in Qatar? Or am I getting my countries wrong?
No, I believe it is next year.
Aren't the temps? Did they build a bunch of indoor soccer like palaces?
They're because be like air conditioned.
The temps
they,
there are like in the 120s.
Have, like, contrived clouds or something like artificial somethings.
I haven't been following that much recently, but I mean I know it was like one of the biggest
scam bids
of all time,
and like thousands. And I'm not overstating this. Thousands of like migrant workers died like putting up these stadiums over the years.
right.
And it's just a big
horrific
disaster.
Safety conditions.
But I will watch the product when it comes out, despite all these things.
I don't know if you have the audio ready. Can we just mention something that happened at the end of the show yesterday? And that was the interview that we had with Ryan Spader, who missed his booked time and then came on the show. I think it was roughly 9 or 9:20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think EB asked him, you're not going to go back on what you tweeted.
You're not going to recant in this stuff, are you?
And he said, no, why would I?
Right.
And then I drive home. I don't remember exactly what it was. And I see he did.
Yeah. He walked some of it back.
He walked it all back.
He couldn't handle the heat.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. here's this word for word. I deeply regret everything that I said. It has turned my life upside down. It was a mistake, and I should not have reported on unfounded allegations. I sincerely apologize to all of those impacted. It should not have happened, and it will not happen again. Stick to stats.
Yeah. So,
Ryan.
He just got pissed and just went with all the rumors he's heard through the years.
Right.
And couldn't take the heat. Couldn't take the heat.
Well, if you're going to go that deep, you
better be prepared.
You got to have the data to back it up.
Yeah.
Or
just double down and stick to your guns. And just you know what? No matter what happens, you just stick with your line.
Well, it probably, the cards started to crumble probably underneath him.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm guessing he got a phone call from like a 212 New York City area code that probably rocked him.
Who, MLB?
MLB or Yankees or some high high price lawyer that said he was going to sue him to oblivion.
Right.
Maybe Chase Utley's personal attorney.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, not a big deal. It just was interesting that it was on the heels of him kind of digging in, and then hours later he did an about face.
Yeah. You know, he just overstepped. You know, The waters are too deep for him.
I'm just going to tweet about lucky tables today. I'm not going to have to walk back anything. Okay? I'm good. I'm good with my tweets.
Dude, I like breaking some news every once in a while, but when you do, you got to strap in. And he tried to break like 20 things. Like, even if you just break one thing about Washington football team, you better fasten your seatbelt and hold on for dear life, because they will try to refute it in every way possible. Especially if it makes them look bad. Breaking news, not for the faint of heart.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in on anything, you can call us at 800-636-1067. On the program today, we will talk some movies and all things entertainment with Kevin McCarthy at 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, it's Fridays with Feinstein. And at 9, Jimmy Patsos will join us, former college basketball head coach. Now an analyst for NBC Sports Washington. We'll talk about the future of the Wizards, the NBA playoffs, and more, all right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 7, found out the latest in cinema and more as we talk to Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5. Cakes, you've been back to the movie theater, right?
I have, yes.
When I was in the Outer Banks,
saw Quiet Place Part 2.
My wife and I had like one night where her sister watched Isabella and we had a chance. My wife wanted to go to the movies and we had a chance. And I looked at the lineup.
Yeah. Nothing.
They have like 10 yeah. movie theaters there. I could have said, all right, let's go see Quiet Place. But mm-hmm. for whatever reason, I did see Quiet Place, the original. Yeah. I liked it. It's okay. But I can't imagine number two is any different. So I didn't really have much desire. And everything mm-hmm. else was just garbage.
Right. Was it a rainy day? That's why you're trying to kill
no,
a rainy
it was evening.
Day?
No, we wanted to go. Like it was like a date night type thing. We went to dinner to a sushi place after like looking for a million places.
Yeah. That's always a great spot. Like the ethnic places are less crowded. You know, that's always it's always a, you know.
Yeah, it was an interesting place. Like we got there and there was a little bit of a wait there, but there was no hostess. And we literally sat there for like 10 minutes and I was like, oh, we'll just hit the bar. Maybe somebody will come see us at the bar. And nobody came to see us at the bar. And then eventually the hostess goes,
there's no bartender.
The hostess just did. Eventually this waitress who was running around, I guess was the hostess. She looked at like the groups of people and she goes, who was here first?
Right.
And it was just honor system.
Right.
It's like, okay, bring you up. And then boom, boom, boom. But
sounds very unorganized to me.
It didn't. I think,
not
you know,
sure
Kevin,
if I like it.
Kevin has said movies are coming back and more people are going, and I believe that to be true.
For sure.
But nothing has really caught my eye. Yeah. What did you see?
Saw Quiet Place Part 2.
I know. I think you gave it like 4 cake batters.
I think I gave it 4.25 cake batters.
Oh, you
batters.
Liked it that much.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, I enjoyed the U.S. Open yesterday. Watched it all day. Valdez is right. I was sleeping on the fact that it was out on the West Coast. And especially,
prime time golf.
Especially with the fog delay.
Right.
I mean, I had to turn it off at 10 p.m. It was still going.
Right.
They still had light, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And for 10 p.m., you know, I had my obligatory Jack and diet earlier in the day. It just made me tired. And all I know is by the time I went to bed, it was pretty much already in the books. My two picks for our pool, Colin Morikawa and Justin Rose, were a combined 11 over par. Oh. So I'm already out of it.
Not good.
I'm already out of it.
Not looking good for you.
I'm really distraught that I missed the pool.
Who did you
on
have,
Wednesday?
I definitely have your boy, Wistheisen.
Who's oh, in he's the mix. Always in the mix.
He's in the mix.
Wistheisen's always in the mix. Now, has he won two majors or just the one? He's always
in the mix. I'd have to look him up.
Mix.
I don't know. I can't remember the American I took, and I'd have to go back and listen.
Right.
Here, let's open up the Junkie Sports
Are you
page.
Bryson. I have Bryson.
Bryson was, yeah. It was two over, so he's still somewhat in there.
And let me fill you in on what it is. So Russell Henley, who I'd never heard of, is in the lead with Wistheisen.
He had a very popular type of shirt back in like the early 2000s, like the Henleys, like long sleeve tees. It was a Henley. You didn't know this, JP?
I don't remember
Fashion
that.
Fashion forward, JP?
Vaguely.
Drab? Are you going to help me out here?
I don't know anything about it.
He's a good player. He's won 3 times on tour, but, you know, he's like your average sort of grinder. But anytime you've won 3 times on tour, man, you know, you may not know who he is when he dies, but he's going to have on his resume he won 3 times on
How
tour.
How often does the guy win who's leading on Thursday?
Rarely.
Never.
Very rare.
It's always led by nubbers after day
right.
one. Don't
it
get
depends.
Too excited.
It's going to be a lot of jockeying.
I don't think Wusseisen's a nubber.
No, but I think that with the U.S. Open, you want to be in like the top 10 in
sure.
the first.
You don't want to fall too far back.
Yeah,
you
want to
kind of be in
Thursday.
Brooks Koepka's spot, who's a couple shots back, lurking.
Dude. This guy I follow on Twitter, Justin Ray, had a sick stat yesterday, and I retweeted. Brooks Koepka is now, and what did he finish? 3 under?
2 under.
2 under. Brooks Koepka is now 84 under par in the majors since 2016, 61 shots better than anybody else. He's 61 shots better in the majors. Than any that's like a Tiger Woods type of dominating.
Yeah, it's pretty
scary.
Well, he said afterwards, he goes, "I just have a good game plan, focused. I know what I'm doing, and I don't try to do anything I can't.
Yeah.
It's just all about discipline at U.S. Open. I guess the gist that's the gist of it. Now he's tied at 69.
He's in
with
a perfect spot.
Hideki Matsuyama, John Rahm, Xander Schauffele, and Hayden Buckley.
Yeah,
who plays the Corn Ferry Tour cakes. I know you're a big
How did
Hayden Buckley fan.
Do?
He's one over.
Oh, he's right there.
Yeah. Did you place a long
there.
Shot wager on him,
Yes,
driving?
I did.
Very yeah. good.
We already lost one of them because we thought he was going to lead after round one.
Wow, well, uh-huh. You didn't think he was going to lead.
You were just grasping.
Yeah. You're
hoping.
Grasp.
Hey, Niedenhauer to be one over? That dude, that's in the mix.
He's there. We're also looking good on our Phil Mickelson to miss the cut because I think Phil is four over.
Okay.
Phil's
but
four
you're
over.
Phil
great.
Was flustered by phones.
At one point. Yeah, he apparently lashed out at a fan. I missed that.
Is it new
part.
To him that phones are being brought
no,
around the course?
No, but I'm sure people were annoying with him. I mean, you remember when you used to go to the golf course, you used to have to check your phone in. They wouldn't let you have it.
Right.
Now they've just given up because they're yeah. ubiquitous. They're everywhere. But yeah, you can imagine how many phones are probably ringing when you have.
Well,
10,
I mean,
000,
you have to
20,
have some decorum. You should put them on silent
of course.
As soon as you walk
but
on the property.
But think about how dumb people are. Think about
yeah.
how dumb people
sure.
are.
Sure.
So
yeah.
Mickelson finished 4 over 75, 8 strokes off the leader in the clubhouse.
No, but it is so silly to have golf. If you're a golf guy, and you, especially if you love watching the majors, I would think it would be almost ubiquitous, but I guess it's not. Like, Cakes doesn't like it. JP doesn't really care. The majors, to have it on all day is awesome.
I almost forgot that it was on, and it wasn't on one of the TVs. And when I sat down with my boy Frank, the Brooklyn Nets game was on kind of a far TV, and mm-hmm. there were two set up, and it was the soccer game. People were like watching soccer, and I was like, "Can you put on the playoff game?" And the other guy goes, "I've been waiting 20 minutes for golf."
Yeah,
and then they finally
well,
set up
say this.
Golf up on
it
one of the TVs.
It is annoying. That now, thank God I'm an Xfinity guy, and I think everybody listening should be an Xfinity person, right? I've been endorsing Xfinity for years. And if you're an Xfinity customer, you get Peacock.
You love their center in College Park.
The Xfinity Center?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Love it.
Yeah, it's growing on me.
He but, loves the wars, too.
Yeah. But it is
the
annoying
Xfinity wars.
That if I didn't have Xfinity,
yes.
and I'd have to pay for Peacock.
Sure.
Because there are certain periods where they were just dumping the U.S. Open on Peacock.
Yeah.
And I already paid for PGA Tour, their thing. I've paid for NBC Sports Gold, right, to watch golf. If you had to pay for Peacock,
yeah.
I mean, like, how many channels are we going to have to pay for?
I don't know. That's what happens when you cut the cord, Ricky. You got to pay for channels.
Well, no, I'm not even cut the cord. I got
right.
I'm
excited. You're adding on. You're adding
yeah,
on your pieces.
I'm not a cord cutter at all. But
he's the opposite of a cord cutter.
Yeah, you have
he's
all
like,
the cords.
He's like Sean McVay yeah. with the guy behind him with the cord.
Yeah, yeah. with the big parabolic
you know
mic.
What I'm close to doing, I'll just say it, is I'm close to cutting my Sirius. I haven't done it yet.
Oh, I've already done that. I said, bye-bye. LifeLeak, plug that LifeLeak.
I just like to have it there for convenience, but I'm probably paying 70 or 80 bucks a month for that.
Oh, yeah, you gotta tidy that up, my friend.
I think I'm
80 bucks a month for Sirius, really?
Because I have it on three cars? I have it on three cars.
Wow.
And I have access to it on my computer and on my phone and everything, so I have it a lot. Hmm. But I don't even like Stern Show
Are
anymore.
Are you using the product? If you're not using the product,
I like
get
to
rid
have
the
it
product.
There, or for convenience. If I want to listen to some news or something, like a specific, like not a local news channel mm-hmm. on the radio. You know what I mean? Like the search is just annoying now. So
I haven't listened in over a year.
Yeah,
Yeah, I just haven't.
I think I'm gonna have to cut the.
I think it's probably a wise decision by you.
By the way, back to the U.S. Open and Brooks Koepka, who's a couple shots off the lead. His fiance is Jenna Sims, who's not ugly, and she tweeted out a picture of how she wrote, "This is how I greet Brooks when he comes home from the course."
What was she?
And the picture is a show.
Was she wearing like nothing?
It's a bathing suit picture. She seems to be in a cave.
That's right. A show.
This relationship's going to last a long time. Pure lust.
Right.
Yeah. How long do you think that lasts, Casey?
So anyway,
DeChambeau, might as well enjoy it.
DeChambeau, a couple more shots off the lead than Koepka, I guess, was, three over? Apparently struggled. Well, wasn't he all the rage like 6 months ago? DeChambeau was taken over.
Well, just because he just completely changed his game, added all this ridiculous length. But, you would think typically that a U.S. Open, even though I think he won a U.S. Open, right? Did he win last year?
The reigning U.S. Open champion.
Yeah. You would think that wouldn't be a course he'd win because of the notoriously high rough. He doesn't hit a lot of fairways. He bombs them. He hits them 350 when he goes for it. But when you don't hit fairways, you can get away with it at a lot of events. But typically, it's hard to get away with that at the U.S. Open.
So, day two, U.S. Open today. You've got a couple of big NBA games tonight. But last night, the Bucks forced a game seven. Chris Middleton and Giannis went off. Giannis finished with 30 points and 17 rebounds, but Chris Middleton, the story, with 38 points for the Bucks. And KD, had a really good game, 32 points, but just not getting enough help. James Harden still isn't himself. He did score 16 in the game, but that forces a game seven Saturday night, Bucks-Nets.
Well, I was reading a guy, because I didn't watch, I was watching the golf. But I was reading a guy, I thought, looking at the numbers, like, oh, KD had an average game, 32 points for him, 11 rebounds, whatever. But then reading his quotes, there's a guy in the New York Post that basically is trashing him, saying, game six, he's got to assert himself like he did in game five. You don't have to give him 49, but you can't just be, and KD's quotes were, when I have big games like that, I don't try to duplicate it. I just let the game come to me.
Correct.
And I don't know that that's the right approach in the playoffs.
Well, I listen.
Especially when you're down Kyrie and James is so banged up.
Yeah.
I think he needs to put on his cape.
He's got to take over.
And he needs to be super Durant.
I mean, he scored 32. He had a pretty solid game. And if other guys hit shots,
right,
his assists
go up. Right,
but he's
one of the greatest of all time.
Part of his legendary game was that he had 10 assists and 17 rebounds to go along with those 49 points. Well, other guys got to knock down shots.
I'm just telling you what I was reading, what the guy from the New York Post was saying, is that he was passive. And that's how good he is. He could give you 32 and 10 and still be somewhat passive. So he needs to assert himself in game seven.
Well, what he needed was Jeff Green to be 7 of 8 from three-point land again, and that didn't happen.
Well, I would
disagree with the guy from the New York Post. He took 30 shots. Okay, do you want to take 40? I think he took less shots in the 49-point game.
He took 30 shots.
Giannis only took 20. Middleton took 16.
He had seven
what Kevin Durant
right?
needs? Yes, he did. Kevin Durant needs help. That's what he needs. Joe Harris is supposed to be this great three-point shooter, 1 for 4. Needs help.
He might need to score 40 or more.
He might. He might do it in game seven. It wouldn't be shocking.
Right.
But I mean, it's hard to duplicate 49 points.
Not asking to be a 49, but he's talented enough that he could pretty much score at will if he wants to.
And I know you shorten your bench, during the playoffs, obviously, but only one bench player for the Nets in that game had more than
like 6 points.
Well, more than 5 minutes. Shamet played 22. Everybody else played 5, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. I mean, just they're leaning so heavily on.
Well, when you have those three big sillies, you got no money. But you're paying everybody else like $3 million or less.
Yeah, like 8 or 9 guys in that team make $3 million or less, which is in the current day NBA. If you make under $3 million, you're basically a pauper.
Yeah.
They
have their big three, but they're down to 1.5.
Right. I mean,
so,
Harden is played 40 minutes, gives you 16 points. Like
it's
that,
not James Harden.
No. If he plays 40, you're expecting him to score close to 40 points.
So tonight you have two elimination games. The 76ers, who've blown a 26-point lead and an 18-point lead in the last two games. Head to Atlanta to take on the Hawks, where Trae Young has had 5 30-plus point games in his first 10 playoff games. Philadelphia actually favored in the game, laying 3 in Atlanta. Do you see the Sixers bouncing back on the brink of elimination to win this game, Cakes?
Ooh, I just don't know what. There's so much rattling around in their heads at this point. There has to be residue from blowing those huge leads, and I mean that might be my tingle play du jour. That might be my parlay play tonight, drab T-shirt. I love the Hawks catching 3 points at home. Love it.
Wow.
I'm in love with that play, actually. I don't care what the odds are.
Isn't this some of your Philly hate just coming through?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why would I hate Philly? I don't care about the Sixers.
Jason hates Pennsylvania.
I have no ill will towards the Sixers.
Yeah, you might be confusing Jason. Jason hates Pennsylvania.
Jason loves the Sixers. He goes to their games all the time.
No, just because he knows one of the execs.
I think that guy moved, too, so he might not be as big into the Sixers camp.
Yeah, I think the guy maybe just works for the league now, but he used to work for the
Sixers. Do you even know me anymore? Do you know this person sitting in front of you?
I didn't know you were such a big Philadelphia fan. I apologize. Love the city.
He just said he was taking the Hawks anyway.
I thought he had an axe to grind with that dirty city up
there. No. Jason's typically the one that hates Pennsylvania. I actually like Philly. I go to Philly all the time for volleyball stuff.
I hate that.
Although I got those horrific tickets. Remember I got the ticket for turning left or whatever, and a lady said she was laughing at me and said, don't worry about it, no big deal. Then she dropped a $160 bomb on me.
Sure.
So you got the 76ers Hawks. That game's at 7:30. Then, of course, Cakes is going to stay up for the West Coast elimination game. The Clippers up 3-2 host the Jazz in game 6 of that series. I assumed, and most people assumed, when Kawhi Leonard went down, that the Clippers were done. But no, Paul George had a huge game. We'll see if he can back it up and they could advance to the Western Conference Finals. Got a Dwayne Haskins story. Dwayne Haskins.
Is this supposed to be quarter of material?
It could be.
Oh, it may be regurgitated at that point. You never know.
There's plenty of quarterback material. he's trying to earn a roster spot as a backup to Ben Roethlisberger
with
the Steelers.
QB quarter of EB. You got to get the brand name right.
Not quarterback.
No, it's not quarterback quarter of. Okay, because that's too wordy. It's okay. QB quarter of.
Haskins at least is saying the right thing. Says he wants to show how dedicated he is to his craft.
Oh, I'm sure.
Been hearing that for a while.
He told Missy Matthews of Steelers.com, I just want to prove to the coaching staff and my teammates that I love football. Haskins described himself as a Big Ben fan and says he has a good relationship with both the other backup quarterbacks on the depth chart, Josh Dobbs and Mason Rudolph.
I know what he does love, pop-up strip clubs during pandemics. That's what I know that Dwayne Haskins loves.
Yeah.
I'm not sure whether he loves football or not.
I think I called that early on, right? That was one of the issues.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, how committed is he? He seemed like he was more into the lifestyle.
Yeah, the trappings.
Yeah. So we'll see. It seems like Tomlin believes in him.
But he's also young, so I'll give him a little bit of a pass. He's young.
Right, we're all dumb and young. We were at one point. He's if you have a coach that believes in you, you got a shot. So I think he'll be okay.
Tomlin's saying the right things, you just don't know. Look.
Yeah,
Proofs in the pudding.
I'm dumb and old. At least he's young. At least he has some time to try to improve himself.
Yeah, right. It's over for us.
Yeah.
He has a better shot at making the team and potentially maybe someday down the road be on the field than, say, Tebow. And Tebow's got a coach that believes in him. But I think that Haskins probably has a better shot. Right?
Yep. That's the Junkie Sports page brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider, and Dell Federal Partner. We're the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, where all year we are celebrating our 25th anniversary presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org.
All right. Think about something in your life that you love, that you hold near and dear to your heart. You just love it. Like Cody Betts loves, like, he's like, loves splitting aces and doubling down on, you know, he gets an 8-3 in blackjack.
Something
he gets
that
11
you love.
Something you love. All think right. about that.
Like a cookout.
Yeah, just
pouring
your
a
family.
Jack and Coke.
You know, like, just think of something you love that you just hold near and dear.
Okay.
Okay, think about that. Get that in your brain.
Yeah.
It pales in comparison to how much DC loves writing parking tickets since they've lifted the restriction, the pandemic restrictions. Do you know how many parking tickets DC has issued in the past two weeks?
So for about 16, 17 months, you could have parked wherever you wanted?
I think it was carte blanche. You could park wherever you want and not get a ticket.
Unbelievable.
But now those days are gone. Those days are in the rear view.
So how many days are you saying?
Two weeks.
2 weeks.
14 days.
How many parking tickets has DC written?
I'll go 14,000.
Okay, JP's
1,000 a day.
JP's in at 14,000.
1,000 tickets? I would have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say that they've generated $10 million in income, though. I mean, I just have no idea.
I don't have that number, but I do have the number of parking tickets written in the last 2 weeks since resuming enforcement. 50,000.
Wow.
So if you still think you can just park wherever you want in D.C. and get away with it, okay, those days are officially
over. You bring up a good point, though, because this has happened to me twice now in the morning. So you guys know, we've talked about this, that when we come in, several of us just take a U-turn right off that ramp instead of going up and dealing with the beggar, and it just seems shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So I've now twice had a cop at the light, and I drive right past him. And then I go about another 15 yards, and then I do a U-turn in the middle of the road.
Okay.
There's no intersection. I'm just doing a U-turn in the middle of the road behind him. That's technically a violation, correct?
For sure.
You're not allowed to do that.
I would guess so, yes.
I think so, but you should just cut through the loop of the hotel.
Yeah, the Capitol skyline.
I understand, but I'm like, why bother? Is he really going to give me a ticket? So I've done it twice now, and I've dodged it. But I probably should in the future stop doing that. Because if I get one of those guys in a bad mood, he's just going to whore me. Right? For sure.
Definitely.
let me tell you something that ricks me. Yeah. Every once in a while, because I just drove back from the Outer Banks, and I have an Easy Pass. It ricks me when sometimes the Easy Pass doesn't get picked up. Like, it was my own fault. Yeah, I wasn't in the Easy Pass lane. Call. I was in the far right lane.
Well, that was your
and so
own
I
fault.
Ended up in one that has.
How is there
the
one
gate.
That doesn't take the Easy Pass? They
well,
all
I ended
take
up
easy
in the
pass.
One with the gate and it didn't read it. And the lady goes, sorry, it's not reading your Easy Pass.
Just holding up traffic.
And I had to get for $4.
Yeah. Well, that the other hurt. Thing you could do is you could fill out paper. Have you ever done that?
No.
They give you a clipboard and you fill out your information.
Because if you don't have cash, right?
1910s?
Yeah,
you don't
have, yeah who has cash? I never have cash.
I couldn't believe it. I actually had a $5 bill, and so I was able to do it. I just took the L. I was like, I can't believe it. I got an Easy Pass, and I'm paying $4.
Every homeless guy in Kensington knows I don't carry cash.
Right, they're well aware.
Yeah, I don't carry cash. So yeah, I've had to do that once or twice. Where you get the clipboard and you fill out your information.
Never,
and
luckily,
they bill you.
I've never had to do that. So word of the wise, just be aware that DC they are up and running on issuing tickets. Now somebody else who's going to get a ticket and he's sitting right behind the glass.
Cody?
His drab T-shirt because what's... I pulled up behind him in the valet line at the Homewood Suites today.
Yeah.
I was right behind his car, and it couldn't have jumped out at me any quicker.
Why?
That he's driving around like a big dummy with expired tags. His tag says April of 2020.
Are you
and I was
kidding?
Like, what is drab?
What are you doing?
He's begging to get pulled over.
I am begging to get
You're
pulled
just
over.
Begging for it.
But it's impossible to re-register my vehicle to get new tags.
You just got to go. You don't want to go.
No. You don't understand. It's a lease. First of all, I'll never lease anything
right,
again
you've
for
learned
the rest
your lesson.
Of my life. I hate them.
Right. I've had leases for
I wanna,
15 years.
I want to buy a hoopty and I want to bang it up.
Right.
I want
right.
to do what I want to
yes,
do with it.
Exactly.
Right? I want to own that thing.
Yes.
Right.
We'll so get... I got a lease. It it was like a one-year tag. For it was good for 1 year.
Yeah.
Well, turns out I didn't even know this. This is my first time with a lease. I have to go to the DMV to register it. I can't do it through Toyota.
Yeah, so you got to go.
There was no appointment. You can't go to the DMV.
Why?
You can. You make an appointment.
Yes, I did. So when I realized this in April 2021, yeah. after yeah. having to expire tags for a year because we hardly ever drove the car
right.
during the pandemic, I made an appointment. It said, your earliest available appointment is July 8th.
Right.
Back from back in April.
So you didn't even do that.
No,
so
I did.
July doesn't come. Why don't you call your dealer and
I
ask
did.
Him to
I
help
called
you.
Them. I called
they
every,
won't help you?
I talked to every Toyota employee.
He's
they
super
won't help
rec.
You?
No, they just say keep saying the same thing. You got to make a deal. You can't do it on their website.
I understand.
You can only go in and talk to the lady.
Right.
And I know what's going to happen. This happens all the time. I'm going to finally get to July 8th after driving around being the scofflaw for months.
Yeah, you'll get a ticket the day before or something.
Well, that is a 100% chance I'll get a ticket on July 3rd.
Yeah,
yes.
But I'm going to go to the appointment, and she's going to tell me I don't have the right paperwork.
Oh, you better be straight with your
what
paperwork,
do you need?
Man.
I don't even. I just know that you have to like have 100 pieces of paper.
Dude, you have to go on their website and make sure you've got all that paperwork.
It's very confusing
because the last thing you want to do is stroll in there all cavalier without the paperwork, and then they'll say our next appointment is in September.
See,
and then you lose your mind.
This is where you. I love your wife,
right?
But you are too much of the king of the castle, and you do all of this kind of stuff. I would just dump this off on my wife.
That is true. It is a stressful life, my friend.
It's way too stressful. You decided to be the king and like take over everything.
Heavy lies the crown.
Yeah,
I am passive, and my wife resents me. But she does it all.
Is passive code word for lazy?
Yes.
Passive.
Yes. Yes.
I'm passive.
I'm very passive. Doesn't stress me. I don't worry about it.
I'm very jealous.
Yeah.
All I know is when I get those tags, I scurry out to my car. I can't get them on my plate fast enough. Apparently, it's not the move for drab T-shirt.
Well, that said, though,
drive wherever.
That said, it's a danger if you get pulled over for something else. I don't think you ever get pulled over because you don't have the little stickers.
Oh, are you kidding?
Have you been pulled over for stickers?
I haven't been, but that
have
that
you
happened.
Been pulled that's over for stickers?
Cops are look. Cops. Have,
I'm not like drab. Having year
pants
old tags.
Move when they see expired
they
tags.
They love that. It's
cops
an excuse to pull
it.
You over.
Yes.
We've been
are
driving
you
for a year without it.
Driving for a year.
No. We hardly drove the car for the,
it's in
for the whole
driveway.
Year.
Now he's rolling the dice every day.
I may have been. In fact, I'm pretty sure I have pulled over.
Anytime I see anybody with an expired tag, I just automatically think, donk. I don't know what the circumstance is. I just say, you're a donkity donk.
Yeah, why?
Just anybody with an expired tag, or if you've written, you have a homemade tag saying something's in the mail, you have like a piece of poster board in your rear view or your rear window, donk.
Yeah. Well, I think donk if you get a parking ticket. Like, you're an idiot. If you get a parking ticket, you're an idiot.
It's butt confusing sometimes.
The signs can be confusing.
The signs, I get that. Sometimes it can be confusing.
But I think that's by design,
Err on the side of, generally, if I can't figure it out, I'm not parking there. And I'm definitely not going to knowingly park illegally. Unless I have a diarrhea emergency, which did happen on M Street.
You do realize that people park illegally because they get away with it most of the time.
Correct.
Well, but then don't complain. It's like a speeding ticket. I rarely complain about speeding tickets because you're playing a game.
I know there's employees here who park illegally every single day, never pay for anything,
right,
and never get
and
parking
they just
tickets.
Take their
I don't understand
one,
how that
one
happens.
Every 6 month ticket.
Yeah, and it's like $50 and whatever.
Because again, DC loves nothing more in their life than writing you a parking ticket.
Yeah, but they don't
it's
have...
It's their lifeblood.
They don't have people on every street corner, Cakes. It's a huge city.
Oh, they don't?
They don't.
Go out in D.C. today.
He just told you that people do it every day and don't get tickets.
They have a parking enforcement person in a beat-up old white Toyota pickup truck trolling through this neighborhood every day of the year.
They must just be the morning drive people that are getting away with it.
Yes.
There's no way, like, afternoon drive guys to come in here and just park willy-nilly.
Is JP trying to tell me that D.C. doesn't have parking enforcement hustle? Is that what he's trying to tell
me? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying they don't have it on every street corner so that people can get away with it 90% of the time.
They can get away with it, but their hustle for writing tickets is it's a 15 on a 10 scale.
Understood. You just gave us the math. 50,000 in 14 days.
Yes.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's not every illegal parker out there. That's why the people that Drab
points
out
that
we
know. Do you roll the dice and park illegally? I don't do that.
No, I park over at Homewood Suites.
No, but I'm saying anywhere in
life. On occasion, yes.
You do? What will you do?
On occasion, like if I was looking for parallel parking in D.C. and I only have to be somewhere for a half an hour,
what
and I see one spot and then I get out of the car and all of a sudden I see a sign, then I just roll the dice.
Oh, I don't do that.
I did it here for one of the pregame shows one time, and I thought, all right, I might get a ticket.
I don't do that because I'm always afraid they're going to tow it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Tickets I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Towing it, that will put me on mega tilt.
Yes, it would.
All right, got to take a break. But you know what? We're going to play the very popular Caller 10 game. Ooh. Right now, we have tickets to go see Trevor Noah at Capital One Arena in D.C. October 15th. Tickets go on sale today, Friday, June 18th at 10 a.m., visit Ticketmaster.com or 1067thefandc.com, courtesy of Live Nation. 10th caller at 800-636-1067 will give you the concert tickets. Coming up next, Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5, right here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.